ट्रांसलेशन बाय ए सी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रीला प्रभुपाद की जय। दस दोज हु वर एक्सपर्ट इन एस्ट्रोलॉजिकल नॉलेज एंड इन परफॉर्मेंस ऑफ द बर्थ सेरेमनी इंस्ट्रक्टेड द किंग युधिष्ठिर अबाउट द फ्यूचर हिस्ट्री ऑफ हिज चाइल्ड। Then being sumptuously remunerated, they all returned to their respective houses, homes. Purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Vedas are storehouse of knowledge, both material and spiritual. But such knowledge aim at perfection of self-realization. In other words, the Vedas are guides for the civilized man in every respect. Since human life is an opportunity to get free from all material miseries, it is properly guided by the knowledge of Vedas in the matter of both material needs and spiritual salvation. The specific intelligent class of men who were devoted particularly to the knowledge of the Vedas were called the Vipras, or the graduate of the Vedic knowledge. There are different branches of the knowledge in the Vedas, of which astrology and pathology are two important branches necessary for the common man. So the intelligent man, generally known as the Brahmana, took up all the different branches of Vedic knowledge to guide society. Even the Department of Military Education, Dhanurveda, was also taken up by the such intelligent men, and the Vipras were also teachers of this section of knowledge, as were Dronacharya and Kikvacharya. The word Vipra mentioned here is significant. There is a little difference between the Vipras and Brahmanas. The Vipras are those who are expert in Karma Khanda, or fruitive activity, guiding the society towards fulfilling the material necessity of life, whereas the Brahmana are expert in the spiritual knowledge of the transcendence. This department of knowledge is called Jnana Khanda, and above this there is the Upasana Khanda. The culmination of Upasana Khanda is the devotional service of the Lord Vishnu. And when the Brahmanas achieve perfection, they are called Vaishnava. Vishnu worship is the highest of the mode of worship. Elevated Brahman are Vaishnava, engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. And thus, Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the sanction of devotional service, is very dear to Vaishnava. And as explained in beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is the mature fruit of the Vedic knowledge and is superior subject matter above the three khandas, namely karma, jnana, and Upasana. Among the Karma Khanda, the Jataka expert Vipras were good astrologers who could tell all future history of the born child simply by the astral calculation of the time Lagna. Such expert Jataka Vipras were present during the birth of Maharaj Parikshit, and His grandfather, Maharaj Yudhishthir, awarded Vipras sufficiently with gold, land, village, grain, and other valuable necessaries of life, which is also included cows. There is need of such Vipras in the social structure, and it is duty of the state to maintain them comfortably as designed in the Vedic procedure. Be available such expert Vipras being sufficiently paid by the state could give free service to public in general, and thus this department of Vedic knowledge could be available for all. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuram Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Prashchatadi Satarine. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaurabhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Today actually we are talking about astrology. Prabhupada actually in this verse glorify the Vedas, glorify the astrology. It is very important, Prabhupada saying is very important of the Vedas, of this knowledge, this astrology. And it's coming from the day one of the human appearance. In the olden days, when the child get birth, they used to call the astrologer. An astrologer actually, they tell about the future of the baby. Here, even Parikshit Maharaj doesn't need astrology. The son of great person like Yudhishthir Maharaj, Pandava, so spiritually advanced, he doesn't need any astrology, but still they accepted. The astrologer came and told about the future. And there is a custom. When the parents receive this astrology from the astrologer, they give some dakshina, some daan. Jai Krishna said, yes, that is very important. That when you give something, and especially when sadhu gives something, is naturally, especially grahastha, they must give something. I remember one sannyasi used to come to my house, and he used to tell, after the prasadam, he said, both of you, just leave everything, sit down, and he used to talk about Bhagavatam. And we used to say, can we finish actually the cleaning? And he said, no. First you sit down. And then he used to tell, because I have accepted the grain, I have accepted the prasadam from your house and accepted to stay here, I must give you something. And I'm a sadhu. I don't have like wealth, but I have wealth, the spiritual wealth, and I must give you. And he used to spend at least half an hour talking about the Bhagavatam. And then he said, now I feel okay because I don't have anything on my head that actually I have to come back and give you this. So when anyone, any sadhu comes to your house, actually this is a custom, especially in India, any sadhu comes, they have whatever they have little, they'll just offer something. When you're talking about astrology, I can recall my childhood life. I was very little, could be 10, 11, playing with boys in the front of my house. And one Babaji, we used to call Babaji, like one sadhu came. And he said, you, and I thought he's talking to one of my friend. And I said, no, I'm talking to you. Ek din tu vyasasan pe baithega aur bhagwan ke baare mein batayega. One day, you will sit down on the vyasasan and you will talk about God. I laughed. All my friends, actually, they were laughing and they were teasing me, oh, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. I went in the house and I thought, actually, he needs some money. I went in the house and I told mom, some sadhu is here. Can I have a little change, please, something? So some loose change I brought and I gave it to him. And he said, I don't want money. Sadhu said, I don't want money. I said, give me one glass of water. I went back again, gave the glass of water, and then he's gone. And then all the boys started teasing me, oh, sadhu, oh, sadhu. And I never realized that. I ignored totally. But when actually, very first time in ISKCON, I sat on the Vyasasan. And I talked about God. Of course, we talk about Krishna. Then I realize that sadhu told, and he didn't want money. He just told that one day you will sit on the Vyasasan and talk about God. That time actually, I didn't want that actually asirvad, that blessing. I wanted that time that I can become a millionaire, I can have so many houses, I have so many cars, and I can do this, and I can do a nice holiday and all this. This is what I wanted. But he blessed me that one day he will sit on the Vyasasan. I wasn't very happy. But this is the reality. When someone blesses you about this, he said, oh, no. Srila Prabhupada actually talking about this astrology. One time someone came to Srila Prabhupada, can you read my hand, my future? What is my future? Srila Prabhupada said, yes, I can see. Very serious. And he said, janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi. The person was looking at him and said, what he's talking about? Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi. Prabhupada said, birth, death, old age, and disease. You're going to go through all these four things. Yes, Swamiji, is there anything I can do? He said, yes. Sarva dharma parityajya mam ekam saranam vaja aham tam sarva papebhyo mokshayami ma sucha. Prabhupada said, just abandon all variety, all kind of religion. He looked at him, he was puzzled, he didn't know what to say. Okay. Then he said, chant and be happy. If you chant, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. If you just chant this mantra, all this line talking about birth, death, old age, disease, you can just remove everything. The person was, he didn't know what to say. But this is the reality. Prabhupada is talking, actually Prabhupada is glorifying the Vedas. Actually, Vedas have so much knowledge. And it's just the first line, actually, Prabhupada said, is a storehouse of knowledge. And a knowledge, that doesn't knowledge mean actually only just knowledge about spiritual, about actually material. Material and spiritual, both knowledge, is up to us which part you want to take. If you want to become a millionaire and if you follow the knowledge, you can become a millionaire. And if you want to become even more than millionaire, that is the spiritual life, you can accept the spiritual knowledge. Prabhupada said, actually, I am doing the business. My job is to make Brahmana and then convert them into Vaishnav. That is my job. Jare dekho, tare kaho, Krishna upadesh. Wherever I go, I'll talk about Krishna. I'm sure Prabhupada had so many opportunities to make so much money. So many sannyasi came, even foreign country, to make money. But Prabhupada didn't take any money. He gave this knowledge free. Actually, in olden days, if you remember, if you go through the Bhagavatam, each and every king, they have this kul guru, the guru for the family, and that he gives advice to the king. Anything king do, first he take the advice from the kul guru, because they have the perfect Vedic knowledge, and they can tell what to do and what not to do, and they follow exactly what the instruction given by the kul guru. They respect and they pay them enough money. They look after actually them so nicely. They don't have no anxiety. They don't have no problem. They don't have to worry about life. Everything is taken care by the king, by the government so nicely. They don't have to worry. And actually when you don't have worry, when you don't have any anxiety, your mind can be very steady. You can think very positive. And then, if you have this Vedic knowledge, you can actually give the knowledge to others very nicely. And nowadays, even those astrologers, they have to put so much money to the advertising that I am doing this, I am so good on this, and I read your future and all these things. And many times they don't have knowledge, but just to make money. People use this knowledge for so many different things. I was hearing one class, and some devotees, they were using this knowledge, the astrological knowledge. They used to sit down and talk about actually the future. Oh, you're going to have this, you're going to have that, and you're going to do this. But you need Bhagavad Gita. And the person doesn't know anything. It's a Bhagavad Gita. And there is next door, there is a table, and a devotee is there selling, distributing the Bhagavad Gita. And they go to them, they say, go to him, he's got a Bhagavad Gita, he'll give you. And they just go and buy. So you want to distribute Bhagavad Gita, they're using this astrological knowledge. There is nothing wrong. So, in the olden days, actually, the government, the king used to look after this astrologer. And they used to go out and distribute this knowledge to everyone. It's totally free. Because they don't have any anxiety that I have to pay my bills. They don't have any anxiety, where do I get my food? Everything's taken care so nicely, more than enough. They don't have to worry. Prabhupada is talking about this knowledge, this Vedas, he put in the three part. The first one actually is Vipra, that is Karmakanda. Then he's talk about Brahman, that is Jnanakanda. And then he talk about the third one, the highest one, Upasana. So, when Prabhupada is talking about these three, Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, and Upasana Kanda. Karma Kanda. So, this is actually coming from the Vedic knowledge. They have this knowledge. But they use it in the wrong way. They're using on the Karma Kanda. I remember, especially in India, they talk about this nine planet, Navgrah. I don't know whether you heard. I'm sure Prabhuji is doing so many weddings and so many yajna. Surya, Chandra, Mangal, Budh, Guru, Shukra, Rahu and Ketu and Rahu. Rahu and Ketu. That's the ninth planet. And it is actually true. The astrologer actually, they check your birth time and place where exactly what time, which month, where you have taken birth. And that astral calculation, they do the calculation. And from they can tell that you got Suryo in your way. He's coming. And he's stopping you doing this. Or Sunny and Rahu and Ketu, they are very well known. Sunny, Rahu and Ketu, they are very well known. You have Sunny that is actually stopping doing this. If you do the puja for Rahu or Sunny, you can please him. And people actually want to material benefit. So for the material benefit, actually, they go into karma kanda. And Brahman, actually, they know how to perform actually this perfectly because they have this understanding. They know this thing. And if you have any problem, if you want to remove those graha, Jai Krishna Prabhu is here. He will do the yajna and remove. But don't forget to give the donation. Jai Krishna Prabhu, whatever you get, please give me 10%. So this is actually the people used to do. This is a karma kanda. And then from there, we go to Brahmana. Like I said earlier, early days, the king, they used to have actually guru, kul guru. Like here given the example, Dronacharya and Kripacharya. Dronacharya was the guru. Dhanurvidya, that military knowledge. So all the military knowledge even they can give. Dhanurvidya is part of the military knowledge. He has given to Pandava and Kaurava. Kaurava, they use it for the bad thing, but Pandava, they use it for the right things. And that's why Krishna was there to protect them, to give them all the necessary things. So, Guru is giving all this knowledge. They have perfect understanding, perfect knowledge. And actually, they give knowledge to the king's children, that prince, and at the same time, Kshatriya. So they can protect the country, protect the public. And that's why actually they have given this special knowledge, special actually expertise, and they were doing this. Kripacharya here actually given the example. Kul Guru, king was actually taking the advice what to do, how to do things. And they follow exactly the instruction. And they have actually the knowledge. And above this, Prabhupada is saying, above this, Vipra and Brahmana, they are the Upasana, Vaishnav. And Prabhupada said, my duty is to create Brahmana first, and then from the Brahmana, to convert them into the Vaishnav. Vaishnav means actually who worship Vishnu, who worship Krishna. Many people don't have understanding about actually Vishnu. Tithi Radha Gokula Nanda ki jay, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki jay, Tithi Gaunitai ki jay, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jay. Many people, even today, last week I was giving some class somewhere outside London. And I was talking about Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead and he is the God. One lady said at the end, I said, is there anyone have any question? And one lady actually, late 40s. So that means nearly 50 years gone her of life. And she was saying that, Prabhuji, you mentioned about God. I said, yes. And Krishna is the supreme person of the Godhead. He said, no. My understanding is the Brahma, Vishnu, and Mahesh, they are the three first God. I said, yes. Then who is the fourth one? He said, the fourth one is the Ramchandra Bhagwan. I said, do you have the fifth one? He said, yeah, the fifth one is there. And that is Krishna. I said, oh, the Krishna come fifth. He said, yes. Brahma, Vishnu, and Brahma come first. Then Vishnu comes. Then Mahesh comes. And then actually Ramchandra Bhagwan came first. I said, you are right. Ramchandra Bhagwan came first before Krishna. But this Brahma, Vishnu, and Mahesh, I said, do you know who is the Brahma, who is the Vishnu, and who is the Mahesh? He said, yes, they are God. I said, but you should have only one God. He said, no, we can have so many God. We can choose which one we like. I said, oh. He said, depends on actually what you do. In different tribe, different kind, different place, you can call Brahma God, you can call Vishnu God, you can call Shiva God. And then Ramchandra Bhagavan comes. And then Krishna comes at the end. So when I explain about actually the Garbha Daksha Vishnu, the Siro Daksha Vishnu, the Karno Daksha Vishnu, and explain about Krishna, explain about Brahma, explain about actually Shiva and Vishnu, and when I explained, she said, that means actually all my nearly 50 years of life, I was wrong. I said, no, you are not wrong. You do not have proper understanding that who is really God and why we call him God. She said, for 50 years, actually, I have this conception actually in my mind that actually Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, God, then Ramchandra, Bhagwan come, then Krishna comes. And you think Krishna comes, and actually, you know what? I accepting this. First he said, how can you tell where is written? Then when I quoted all this Padma Purana, Brahma Kumara Purana, and Narad Purana, when I quoted all these Puranas and Vedas, she said, I don't have no question. I accept now Krishna. He said, I feel so bad for all my life. I didn't understand this. Then actually I felt so good that somehow or other I am connected to ISKCON under the shelter of Srila Prabhupada, and he has given the perfect knowledge. And I'm sure he is making the Brahmana. One day he will make me the Brahmana and he will convert me into Vaishnava and he will take me back to Godhead. Because when I convinced this person so easily in just 10 minutes, she convinced that now I believe Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And I felt so good. And I first said, thank you, Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, my Guru Maharaj, that somehow you connected me with Prabhupada. And Prabhupada is connecting me to the Krishna. So, it's very important. Prabhupada actually here actually is talking about actually, he is glorifying the Vedas. He is glorifying the knowledge. But the knowledge we have to use it nicely. We don't use it to make money. You don't go out and talk about astrology and then say, okay, 50 pounds or 100 pounds for a minute or for hour or something. You are there to give, Krishna is giving you enough. And one thing, we should have totally faith on Krishna. Last couple of months ago, actually, I was in Malaga. And one person actually, he, very young boy, he's into yoga. He goes and teach yoga. And he said, you said actually leave it everything on Krishna. How is possible? I have to pay my bills. I have to pay for my food, gas bill, electric bill, food bill. I have to pay my rent. Do you think Krishna will come to you and say, yes, this is your rent for this month? You pay. I said, definitely Krishna will come to you. Have a faith. If you have a faith on Krishna and just leave it to him, and you perform your duty, what you're supposed to do. And if you have that firm faith, and just leave it on Krishna without any doubt. But if you have a doubt, Krishna, then you take care of yourself. But if you don't have a doubt, and if you leave it on Krishna, Krishna will come to end of the month, Mr. So-and-so, this is your money for the rent. This is your pay the bill for your food. Do you think it will happen? I say, yes, it will happen. And it's happening. So many sannyasis, I think they travel more than the top businessmen in this country. They travel so much. Actually, they spend more time in the air than on the ground. Like Jaipatak Maharaj was one time spending more time in the air than on the ground. Preaching. He doesn't work. He doesn't have money. Who's looking after? Because he's totally surrendered. Sarva dharma paritaja. He totally surrendered that I am you. Maro bi rako bi jo ichcha tumhare. If you want to slay me, you want to slay me. If you want to protect me, you protect me. I am yours. I am totally yours. Whatever you want to do, just do it. Even Prabhupada, when Prabhupada took birth, the astrologer actually told the parents of Srila Prabhupada that this child will go cross seven oceans and preach the message of God. And it happened. So this astrology is there, it's true. And if you leave it on Krishna, totally that actually maro bi rako bi jo ichha, whatever you want to do, this life is yours. In many times I go to this program, funeral program, and they sing one bhajan, Tera tujhko arpan, whatever is yours, we are offering back to you. I said, you are not doing this, you are just singing. When it comes to Tera, when it comes to the offering to Krishna, you are not offering, you are offering yourself. Offer yourself that to Krishna, that this is yours. You do whatever you want to do. Because Krishna is saying, Aham sarvata prabho mata. Sarva pravate mam, everything remained for me. I am the cause of the all cause. Sarva karana karam, I am actually the main person. I am the one actually who is creating, maintaining and destroying this world. This whole universe. So if he is doing that, actually everything belongs to him, then why we are actually so much actually taking back? Why we don't want to offer to him? Prabhupada offered. Prabhupada had actually a heart attack sailing in the boat. Not just cruise. It was actually cargo ship. And when he had a heart attack, he said, you will do whatever you want to do. Maharo bi rako bi jo ichha tumare. But I am going across. I am going to foreign country. And I am going to preach. This is actually instruction from my guru. And I am going to do that. You do whatever you want to do. Krishna, this is yours. Maro bi, rakho bi, whatever you want to do, you can do it. But one thing I want to do, and Krishna said, tathastu. Yes. So, if you leave it on Krishna, Krishna will definitely take care. So I told that boy that if you leave it on Krishna, Krishna will take care of you so nicely, you don't have to worry. But have faith. Chant this mantra. It's a very powerful mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And if you follow this, then actually many times people come to us and actually they tell us about this astrology knowledge to us. Many times we don't accept. I didn't accept that time. Actually, I was laughing. And actually, I didn't want actually that blessing to become a sadhu. But now, I really appreciate that actually, yes, that sadhu, whoever that person was, he had a knowledge of Vedas. He could read. Definitely, he read mine. He told me, one day, you will sit on the Vyasasana and talk about God. But that is only possible. Prabhupada said, if you want to know Krishna, if you want to go to Krishna, if you really want to understand Krishna, if you want to have a knowledge of Vedas, if you want to do anything in your life, the one most important thing you must do, take the mercy of the devotee. And if you get the mercy of the devotee, no one can stop you. Nobody can stop you going to Krishna. Nobody will stop you understanding Krishna. And you have a perfect understanding about Krishna. And this is our goal. Our goal is actually just wherever we are, whatever condition we are, we want to serve Krishna. We want to become a das, anudas, anudas. To serve the devotee, take the mercy. Prabhupada has He's actually mercy from his spiritual master. Because he told, in whatever condition I want to go in the Western country and I want to preach, because this is the instruction of my guru. If I can please my guru, Prabhupada said, if I can please my guru, my life will be successful. And how he made successful his life? By going, taking the instruction that you go in the Western country and preach this message to English spoken people. He went. Doesn't matter late, very late, but he went. And within the time, and actually very first time when he gave the society name, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, the devotee asked, Prabhupada, do you know what is the meaning of international? And he said, just is a time different. It will happen. And it did happen. Within the 10 years, actually 12 times, going across the globe and preaching the message of Krishna, telling everyone to chant and be happy. And what he's doing, like a person like me, actually, he put me on the Vyasasana. I don't have no qualification. What I'm doing, actually, just repeating the words of what actually he told. I'm just repeating. And we are all repeating. But how wonderful words they are. And how wonderfully he delivered this message. That today we can sit on the Vyasasana. We can talk. We can convince people that who is God. The 50 years of life that woman actually spent didn't understand. Within 10 minutes, he convinced. And she accepted that, yes, I accept Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then I felt that, yes, I think I have done my job today. And if you've convinced one person, I'm sure my Guru Maharaj will be very happy. Srila Prabhupada will be very happy. One time, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was actually sitting, His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj was sitting in the office. And many times I repeated this thing, incident, but very important message. And Tribhuvana Prabhu, very great devotee, very great preacher, he used to preach in the Muslim country, the difficult place. But the way he used to tell the story was actually so, like, you know, interesting. Every time he was telling story, and actually it was so nice. You want to hear again and again. So he walked in into that room in the patron office. I was sitting there, fortunately. And His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj told Tribhuvana, you are definitely going back to Godhead. And Tribhuvana said, I don't know, I'm trying my best. I whatever I can do, I'm doing it, but I don't know whether I can go. You know what His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj said? Tribhuvana, Srila Prabhupada, our guru, is very happy with you. Because you are preaching the message of his message, you're preaching to the public, to the general public. And when someone actually preaching the message of his guru, the message of Krishna, Krishna loves that person. And Prabhupada loves you so much. Even Krishna won't accept you. He said, even Krishna won't accept you. Prabhupada got the backdoor key of Krishna. He will take you from the back. But you will definitely go back to Godhead. And when I heard this, all my actually hair was stood up. I thought, wow. That who am I connected to here? The person who got so much influence. The person who's got a backdoor key of Krishna. And Krishna won't say anything. Whatever he does, he said, okay, you do it because I love you so much. Krishna loves Prabhupada so much. Prabhupada can do anything and everything. Of course, Prabhupada don't have to open the back door, because when you please Guru and when you please Guru, please Krishna is pleased, Krishna will open the front door. But he was giving the assurance to Tribhuvana Prabhu. And when this thing comes out from actually His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj, so very, I think one of the most dear disciple of Srila Prabhupada, Actually, he was taking the instruction from actually Tamal Krishna Maharaj. Do you think shall I do this or shall I do that? The Supreme Guru, none different than Krishna. And he was taking advice from actually his disciple. He was asking, what do you think, Tamal? Can I do this or can I do that? And so, no, Srila Prabhupada, don't do this. And he used to tell, don't do this. How can you tell your guru, don't do this? But Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, Prabhupada, don't not do this way. And Prabhupada said, okay, yes, sir. I'll do that way. And he was doing that way. And then they used to discuss, good thing actually you told me I was going to do this. And so this is how actually connected. And when this person is saying that actually Srila Prabhupada got a backdoor key of Krishna, I said, wow, I'm definitely connected to the right society, right people. Hare Krishna, the time is 5 minutes gone extra, but if anyone have any comment, any question,